Today's reading is from 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, verses 3 through 21. If anyone teaches a different doctrine and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and of teaching that accords with godliness, he is puffed up with conceit and understands nothing. He has an unhealthy craving for controversy and for quarrels about words which produce envy, dissensions, slander, evil suspicions, and constant friction among people who are depraved in mind and depraved in truth, imagining that godliness is a means of gain. Now there is great gain in godliness with contentment, for we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time, he who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasures for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. O Timothy, guard the deposit entrusted to you. Avoid the irreverent babble and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge, for by professing it, some have swerved from the faith. Grace be with you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Robert Dovenmuehl, Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, Statesville, North Carolina.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As Americans, we live in one of the most prosperous nations that this world has ever seen. We live in a culture that drives us to materialistic pleasures. Our culture tells us that you deserve that nice new car. Our culture tells us you want that bigger house so that your friends can be envious of you. But Paul tells us, as he writes to young pastor Timothy in his letter, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, he says, "Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs." We live among that temptation to love money. So what is the key to avoiding that temptation? One of the keys is to recognize who we are, that we have our identity in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, who, although was ruler of the universe, is ruler of the universe, became flesh, became a human being, and he suffered and died as the atoning sacrifice for us. He paid the price for your sins and for mine. And by faith in Christ, by the grace of God, we have been redeemed. We have been reconciled to God our Father. And he no longer counts our sins against us. And when we know Christ, he calls us sons and daughters. By faith in Christ, we become heirs to all of his kingdom. And we can avoid that temptation to love money because first we love Christ. Paul also writes to Timothy in verses 6 to 8, "Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that." To avoid the temptation of materialism, we simply need to be content with what God has already given to us and not always be desiring of something more. God meets our needs, and we can trust in God that he will provide. And we need to be content with what he has provided. Paul also gives another key to avoiding that temptation when he writes in verses 17 to 19, "Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that may take hold of the life that is truly life." He says to those who are wealthy, be generous. If you have more than enough to meet your needs, we are to be generous with those who have less. And in the act of providing for the needs of others, we recognize that that love of money, that the love of things is not fulfilling. And instead, we can be fulfilled by acting as Christ has commanded, to love others as ourselves. May the grace of God and his mercy be with you all. Amen.
We thank Pastor Robert Dovenmuehl for this meditation on God's Word.